When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Guys, Toby's on the podcast, and Sophie's not here.
Sophie's not here, sadly, so you've got me. For one app.
She's gone off on some sort of a health retreat, lovely, with Jamie.
What a way to start the
year.
It's
just the two of us.
It's just us. Quite excited to be here, to be honest.
I know, and this is going to be a normal episode. We're going to try and make it as normal as possible, but Toby's helping us with the dilemmas. Exciting times.
I'm going to weigh on and give my advice.
Mm-hmm.
Put the world to rights.
Drinking non-alcoholic gin from Gordon's, which is actually so nice, it tastes exactly like it.
It's delish.
So I've broken the dry jam. Toby, you told me you were going to try and drink
it. I was always going to try and do a damp jam.
But you didn't.
And it got really soggy on the weekend. And I've been paying the price.
Swimming in it. To be fair, we had my brother's birthday and then you had another night. But when you've got a birthday, I feel like it's only polite to be like, okay, fine, I'll make an exception.
Having a January birthday must be the worst because no one, it's like the end of a party feeling. No one wants to get involved. It's grim.
But then I do feel like, for me, I'm always like, okay, January's not that bad because I've got my brother's birthday, so it like gives me a bit of a
something to look forward to,
like a lovely
best time
night
to
out.
Book a holiday in Jan, because otherwise it's
very
just
true
the worst time of the year ever.
I'm excited for February. I'm excited for January to be over, if I'm being honest. Anyway, topical stuff.
Hit
Miley
me.
Cyrus and her new song. I don't think it's that new.
I haven't heard it.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
If I can buy myself flowers, dun, dun, dun. It's like used all over reels, like it's everywhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's
wait,
apparently,
what's the gossip on it?
Apparently, it's, this is all new information for me, so I'm reading it here for the first time. Rumoured that it was released and written as a response to Liam Hemsworth's cheating when they were married, allegedly with over 14 women he cheated on her with.
How do you have time for that?
Oh my God, the song was released on his birthday. Okay, that's a clear messaging. Releasing a song on someone's birthday is quite a clear messaging,
yeah,
isn't it? The lyrics responded to Bruno Mars' song, When I Was Your Man, which was their song when they were married. It includes a scene filmed... Oh, I haven't seen the music video. Mm. It also includes a scene filmed in the house where Liam supposedly cheated on Miley, wears a vintage gold dress from YSL. Fans were speculating it's a reference to the gold dress Jennifer Lawrence wore at the Hunger Games premiere. Insinuating Hemsworth cheated on her with his former comb star. Oh my God. What the hell? This is all such fresh information. Do we think people actually get this from like legit sources, or do they just speculate and make it up?
People go this in depth and find all this stuff out. I wouldn't know where to start. All I know is that Slide Away was about Liam Hemsworth.
Oh yeah, we like that song, don't
we? It's a good song.
That is a good song. I've seen these videos floating around Instagram of Liam and Miley at some sort of red carpet, and she's like making a silly face to him, like, you know, she does that like silly thing, she like licks her tongue like really sexually, obviously for a picture, and he just looks at her and goes like, behave yourself for once. But he's obviously like saying it to her quietly, but it's so obvious what he's saying, and it's that video.
What would you do
everywhere.
If I was that controlling? Would you have I ever been that Mm-mm. controlling?
No, that's just not in your genes, is it?
Yeah. Have you ever done that to me?
Behave yourself for once.
I feel like you have done that to me once.
Guys, I'm not controlling.
Put me on a lead.
Have I told you to behave yourself?
I don't know.
No, but that's quite outrageous, quite bullshy doing that in front of everyone
people,
and like knowing it's going to be filmed.
Cameras are going to see it.
And then her little face, she's just like afterwards, like quite
mean. Yeah, that's
mean.
Real savage. That's
bless
not very
her.
Nice.
But then I guess from his point of view, they were quite different and young when they first got together. And then she just like grew and changed into this like fiery, different human.
Wild face. She's back now. She feels like she's back.
She is back, but like she's still got that little bit of finesse, but she's still
bit
quite.
Pizzazz.
Yeah. So as we're talking about this, what's the worst thing you've ever done to an ex, or the worst thing that an ex has ever done to you?
Oh my God, I feel like I have.
Yeah, what is the worst thing you've done? Tell me, I bet you've done some horrible stuff.
The worst thing I've had happen to me.
Okay, yeah, tell
me. When I was younger, I remember at school, I had a girlfriend at like the age of. Like,
what?
I didn't know you then. When I was like 15, and we went on a school CCF trip. Do you remember those?
Oh,
like,
CCF guys, legendary days. Those are the days. What a time to be alive.
On the way back from CCF, I got with another girl. And.
Wait, were you broken up?
No, we were still together.
What the fuck, Toby?
I know. Really bad.
Adultery.
It's not fun. My brother gave me a stern talking to after a bit. I haven't done it since.
I love it how it was the CCF outfit did it for you. You're like, yeah, I can't resist you.
Three days in the Brecon Beacons. Probably the worst time to get with someone after that. Stinky.
So the girlfriend that you were with was there at the same time?
No. So she was on a different trip and we got back and obviously people had seen us do it and it got back to all the girls. And I was walking from the dining room back to house and one of the girls threw a cake at me from out the window.
Yeah, you deserve that. Sorry. Okay, so you had a cake thrown at you, and then what? And then what did you have to break up with the current girlfriend?
Yeah, we then broke up. Yeah. What's the worst thing that's happened to you?
Well, the worst thing I've done? I don't know. I haven't done anything
that bad.
No.
Well behaved.
I guess I could have been quite. I could have gone to town on you on this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, fuck. You got platform so to nice. Just roast me.
It's like, no, he's so.
Everyone
sweet.
Who watched all of my friends that watched the new series of Made in Chelsea when obviously we went together said that you were very sweet.
Oh yeah, because even on that I was like.
Yeah, because you could have been a twat. To me.
Yeah, but also I don't think they even would have included it if I was because they don't know know you there, so it wouldn't have been relevant.
True.
Yeah, I think having a platform is a very easy place to be impulsive and do things that are like quite mean that you obviously and then hindsight wouldn't want to do, but like if you're in a horrible headspace, you see red. Yeah, it's a dangerous like area.
Oh, I know one thing that so you once on this podcast spoke about an ex wetting the bed.
Oh, it wasn't Toby. Toby's,
it wasn't me.
Toby's like been desperate to clear his
Ever
name
since
on
I
this.
I heard that. I was like, everyone's going to think it was me that wet the fucking bed.
It was
bed.
Not Toby that wet the bed.
I didn't wet
I
the bed.
I would never name
I
who it was.
I haven't wet the bed since I was... I don't think remember the last time I wet the bed.
I don't remember the last time I wet the bed, but it happens sometimes when males and females, when they get really pissed.
I did follow through with Bali.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, guys. No. Our relationship changed a lot after Bali.
We have had a really bad run of bad stomachs in the early days of our relationships. I've had food poisoning like 3 times.
Oh, my God. No, it was honestly 3 weekends in a row. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Your poor gut health.
Yeah.
And then I had to go on antibiotics because I had a savage chest infection that would not go away.
And I just told everyone that you, for some reason.
And then I turned up to one of his family. I basically just didn't agree well with my tummy. And I just had like a bad stomach for like 10 days. Turned up to this family event thinking like, obviously, Toby's the only one that's aware. And they were like, oh, hon, we've heard you've got a really bad tummy. And I'm like, a bunch of strangers and the whole family. And I'm like, brilliant, thanks. You've told everyone that I've got the shit.
It was my icebreaker for the day. I was like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, that was so annoying. Okay, right. Also, we have to just touch on this because it's getting the better of me. This whole Carrie Johnson thing that I've now put out to the universe.
Oh, yeah, fuck. The CIA are after us now.
I'm so scared.
I do feel really
But also,
bad.
Like, she's done it.
Yeah,
and also, it could have been like 10 years ago. It like, when did you first get Instagram?
2015.
There we
so.
Go. It could have been back in the day before they were married.
Exactly.
She could have been inquiring about like
videography or
exactly.
like, where I got my dog from or something. So.
Or maybe, yeah.
Picture of
maybe
her.
She just wanted your number.
Maybe she likes that. A younger man.
Maybe she does.
Maybe
there's
she likes
nothing
powerful.
Wrong
she likes
with
powerful
that.
Men, so that's probably why
I don't blame her. She's got good taste.
She does.
But yeah, we have to just clear that up. I feel quite bad about it. But
yeah, we basically don't know. So the Instagram thing has, we've tried it before and it's, I think it is true that when you send a message, if you don't follow the person and then you unsend it, you get the accept.
Oh, it's
reject,
100% true.
And that's what came up. There was no message.
Yeah.
And she still followed. It was my brother's fiance that spotted it at Christmas. She was like, why does Carrie Johnson follow you?
Stop trying to blame other people.
And I was like, I didn't even realize. I kind of forgot who she was. And I clicked on it, and sure enough, she still followed me. And we went on messages and saw it, but that's
yeah,
as far
we did
as
it together, didn't we? And we went, and you went, surely not. And you clicked on messages, and we were like, no,
I know.
Oh my God.
But I don't think there's anything.
Hopefully it was just innocent intentions. I mean, it was obviously before her and Boris are married. I mean, I don't know.
Also, it was probably about videography.
She does like a blonde boy, we'll put it out there.
That is true.
Oh, God. I bet she's... But also, after we put this podcast out, one of our friends, who actually used to be on Made in Chelsea, said that she also follows her and she speaks to her. She replies to her, to a lot of her stories. Mm. So I think she's probably just like... See, maybe... I don't know.
Maybe she sent a clapping emoji to
Yeah, just anything.
Who knows what it was?
Who knows? And then thought, oof, maybe not.
I don't think she's a fire sender, fire emoji sender.
Or, you know what is another theory that I thought? Does she have children?
Yeah.
Maybe they've sent something off her account. I don't know. I was just, all these scenarios are going through my head. I'm trying to really save you here, Carrie, but I don't know. I think you need to come forward and speak up. Okay, right.
Is it Carrie on the podcast?
Okay. A former member of the Saturdays... I don't know if you guys know the really beautiful ginger one. She's in a thruple with David Hay and his girlfriend. And
the Haymaker.
That means there's three of them in a relationship. Let's just talk about how we would do that.
Imagine, like, what happens if one person's away, right? Like for a couple nights. Get the other people then like building a more of a relationship?
More of a bond.
Do they like gang up on each other?
Yeah, and also like, are you allowed to see each other without the other person? Because is that technically cheating?
What happens if, like bedtime, where do they clean their teeth?
Also, what size bed do they have?
Big one. All watching TV. Two of them are watching White Lotus, one of them is watching Ginny.
Oh, God, how do you agree? It's hard enough to agree with two people. How do you try and come to an agreement with three?
Dinner, leftovers.
Also, what if like one of them is pissing you off and you want to go just, oh, can I just have you tonight and not the other one?
There's a lot to handle there.
So many components going on.
I wouldn't
but she looks very happy.
I can imagine she probably is. Having a whale of a time.
Shall we move on to dilemmas? Unless there's anything else you'd like to discuss.
No, let's do it.
No, okay. Right, should I read the first one?
Yep.
I'm excited to get a boy's perspective on this, guys.
I'm excited to give my...
Sorry if anyone's disappointed that Sophie isn't here giving her advice.
Yeah, sorry, everyone. This isn't what
the next best thing. The next best thing.
Oh, stop it.
So I've been single for a while and have mostly been in casual situationships / unhealthy short-term relationships. My friends always say I have shit taste in men and I very much gravitate towards quite emotionally unavailable guys, prioritising looks over everything else. Lol, oops. We've all been there though, haven't we?
Mm, 100%.
It's a young thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Sort of get over that in a minute. However, I've recently started seeing this guy who is very sweet. We went on a date a while ago, but I was getting over a bad relationship and wasn't in the right headspace to date. Fast forward 6 months or so, and he asked me out again, into the Instagram DMs, and I decided I'd give it another chance. I'm very comfortable around him, and it feels really easy. He shows he cares about me, and it's not been a whirlwind romance, which I guess is reasonable a few months into dating. Okay, it's not been a whirlwind, that's what she's trying to say. So it's more healthy rather than a crazy whirlwind. Okay, yeah. Right. But I can't help feeling like something is missing. There we go. I'm used to being like obsessed with someone and thinking about them a lot, I don't know if that's because my previous encounters with dating have been quite toxic and I need to be more realistic about dating, or if he's just not the one for me. So I guess my question is, what is the right level of obsession with the person you are dating to know whether you should be with them? Do I need to reset my expectations on love and realise a slow burn is healthy?
I think it's a bit of both. I think you want to have, like... At the beginning, those kind of the butterfly feelings and then the like wanting to see each other the whole time, right? And then
definitely. But then I do feel like it shouldn't be toxic and stressful.
No, it shouldn't be like, are they going to reply? Are they like,
it's hard to,
are they going to sack me off?
Yeah.
Are they going to ghost me? You should have like a level of comfort in it. But also at the beginning, it is always a bit like treading on eggshells, you know?
Sure. No, exactly.
Like every message you send, you're like, oh, am I going to send something weird? Is she going to now like ghost me? Is she going to, what does she think about that Instagram post that I put up? Does she think all of those,
My
outfit, like my shoes, all of that sort of stuff?
You
is
should
normal.
Be thinking about them a lot. But then I think when you've had so many toxic things before, it's almost like that level of drama and the level of the ups and the downs is something that we naturally kind of crave as humans, which isn't healthy. And for some reason, we all secretly like it a bit. It's weird.
So
what is that?
I've done my research on the nervous system.
Toby, everyday reading stuff about this.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, your body gets used to like those things. You like what you're used to, right? So if you had like kind of a toxic relationship in the past, and your next one, your one you're in now is quite stable, your body isn't used to it. So
sure,
it comes. It like can be a bit can throw you off.
Underwhelming,
a bit
almost. You're like, almost oh, is this not right? Like, am I not feeling enough?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's not enough highs and lows.
Yeah, it's just consistent.
Yeah.
So there's that. So you've got to kind of like, what's all those different things? Like attachment styles, I haven't learned about them, but apparently that's a big thing. But yeah, I think maybe it's like...
That's a big thing. That was a really helpful point.
I'm a psychologist. But I don't know. Okay, I reckon... I'd say, yeah, you want to have... you.
I think you need to be fully obsessed. I heard like a podcast the other day with Jay Shetty, and he had... Who's the guy who dates... I was telling you about it. Who's that lovely man who writes... He does the songs.
John Legend.
John Legend was on mm-hmm. it. Yes. And he was saying... At the beginning of most relationships, right, you think it's love, but it's actually infatuation and you're just like obsessed with somebody.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean it should be toxic. So if to me, if you're like not that bored, like you're not that into it and you're like, meh, you know, take it or leave it, which is kind of like what you're saying, I don't necessarily think that that's how you should. I don't think I'd be happy and satisfied with that feeling. I'd be like, I'm not into it.
Yeah, I think the other thing, I think it was my brother's wife's mum, it's Kat's uncle's brother.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Anyway, she said that like that person that you're with doesn't have to be like sparks and
fireworks. fireworks and sparks. Yeah.
The whole lovely time. Yeah, just that person that makes everything a little bit better. Like going to the shops is just a bit more fun with that person, or like staying in and watching TV is just that little bit nicer with the person that you are with, right? Like that just gives you that warm,
sure,
fuzzy feeling.
But like in the beginning, it should be like absolute obsession and 100%. Fireworks and like
you should be worrying about the messages you're going to send, like all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. How many minutes do I have to wait until after I reply? Do you I've know what I mean? That. Like, I
I've
love
actually done that before
shit.
The beginning with you, where I'd like wait an hour and I'd sometimes actually
did you set a timer?
Yeah, it'd be like you'd send a message at like 4:07 and I'd reply at like 5:07.
No, you're lying.
I just, you know.
Oh god. Yeah. So I think. There's probably a bit of both going on here for you because you're like referring back to the ex. But I think if you're kind of, it just sat to me sounds like you're a bit bored. But also like if it's not causing any harm and it's making you happy, then carry on until, you know.
You never know. It might like.
You never know. It might turn into something more and then you can imagine not having him in your life and, you know.
Exactly. Give it some time. Let it simmer.
Don't rush into a decision. But no, yeah.
Play it by ear.
Right, next dilemma, mister. Would you like to
okay,
read, this,
I'll
one
read
out?
This one out? Okay. I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you very much. I was hoping you could help me with a weird situation I found myself in. I've been hooking up with a guy for a while now, and the sex has been amazing. But he recently tried to dirty talk with me, but this wasn't the usual type of talk, and I think he's a very strange fetish.
Oh, no.
He asked if he could show up in his muddy bellies. And there was even talk of using an umbrella. I won't divulge. I mean,
an umbrella? Sorry, where the fuck's that coming?
I don't know, but I don't want to know. I mean, there is a name for this. Is there a name for this type of fetish? It sounds like kind of like posh country
weather.
Boys.
Yeah. Weather fetish.
Shuffle fetish.
Oh, God.
What should I do? Go with it and buy a new Rain Mac with matching hunters or call it quits? I actually like him. Please help. Oh, my God.
If you really like him, you've got to just follow through with the fetish. Just give it a go. See, you might like
just turn
it.
Turn up in your muddy wellies.
But I know, I just want to understand. So are they shagging with the muddy wellies on?
Yeah.
Is it like the floor is lava? So I've got to wear my muddy wellies.
Yeah, and then what?
But then where do the muddy wellies go when you're having sex?
The muddy wellies.
The sheets would get filthy. This is a logistical nightmare for
a start. That is a logistical nightmare. And the umbrella.
I love it how she's. I love it how she's like, do I just buy my new frame?
Just crack on.
It sounds like, you know what? It's not the worst fetish in the world wearing
it's not there, I'd say. Actually, there's probably a lot worse. At least it's like, no one's getting hurt.
One's getting hurt. There's nothing going in weird places. I'm a bit concerned about the umbrella situation, but I'm hoping that it's going to be not as weird as I think.
The muddy wellies is weird.
Is it because he wants to go out into the field?
Maybe.
Can you please report back to us on this? Yeah. I think you need to give it a go. It
Where's
doesn't sound
from?
Like he's asking you to do anything.
Is
that
he from Cirencester?
Disgusting. Doesn't sound like he's asking you, does he work on Clarkson's farm?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it Jeremy Clarkson? Is that
oh,
you?
God. It doesn't sound like he's asking you to do anything that, like, red roomy or weird.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'd just give it a go, and then can you report back, please? I really want to know what's happened.
That's so weird. If you did that to me, I think I'd have to have strong words with you.
I need to go and get my muddy wellies from Somerset.
Somerset.
Got them hooked in Friday night.
Oh, can't wait. I'll be there in my barber jacket. my tweed cap.
Oh my God, what are those hideous ponchos we used in to wear in Bali when it was raining?
Oh God, yeah, get one of those on.
Bring your rain poncho.
Oh my God. Oof, yeah, that's really weird.
Tickling my pickle, that is. That's just so odd.
You know, the Jack Wills hoodie with like Jack Russell fur on it and then jodhpurs and muddy wellies. Oh my
God. Should I talk about this? Right. Speaking of weird fetishes. Hey, I'm Jen. This is an email that we had through to our like sponsorship potential thing. Hey, I'm Jen from Foot Fetish Content site, funwithfeet.com. I wanted to reach out in relation to a sponsorship opportunity for Wednesday's We Drink Wine podcast. Perhaps something a little different from the standard podcast ads. 60-second parole, mid-roll, etc. Over the last few months, we've had an explosion in traffic and a large portion of new sellers tell us that the rising of cost of living has motivated them to find alternative ways of making money and selling feet pictures. One of our users told us, I had 6 weeks of rent money left. A friend told me to get on your site, and I thought, why not? This is how weird. That's so, like, the email goes on and on and on, basically trying to convince us that we should sell pics of our feet, I think. Or, like, promote this website that encourages people to sell pictures of their feet. There's a lot of people with foot fetishes out there.
That's what I don't get. Like, of all the fetishes...
Why can't we speak? We haven't had a drink. I still am non-alcoholic.
Of all the fetishes, I still can't.
Why feet?
Why feet?
You've given my feet a kiss once.
I've sucked a toe. We've all been there.
Oh, God.
We've all been there.
I've never sucked your toes, and that's never going to happen.
Not with my athlete's foot.
Oh, no, stop. I gave Toby's feet. I don't know why. He was, like, on the sofa the other day, and his feet are so clean, and I gave them a kiss, and he went, ooh, athlete's foot. And I was like, no, don't tell me that's what that's on there.
No, I haven't. Well, I
mean, you would see it.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Isn't it, like, dry skin?
Yeah, it's, like, flaky, horrible.
You don't
skin.
Have that at all. Feet are baby smooth, that like you fresh out of the pedicure. Well,
thank you.
Why are they like that? Mine were like that ever since Bali.
Walking around barefoot
makes your feet really, really smooth.
So you're going to do it? You're going to take the sponsorship?
I don't think we are, no.
No, fair enough. Well, if times get tough, you never know. Exactly.
Lots of weirdness. Okay, and also no hate on anyone who sells their foot pics. Like,
no, fair enough.
If someone offered me the right price, I'd sell mine.
What's the other one that people like, sweaty underwear?
Bully buttons. Oh my God, I've got some weird stories. Oh, I'm not sure if I can tell this. Anyway, my friend was telling me all this weird stuff. And she was like, there's these websites where you sell like 3-day-old underwear and you send them in the mail to men.
Mm-hmm.
And they like pay like 20 grand for it. And then one of these guys is like, I can tell it's not 3 days old. I'm not paying you the money.
Ew.
I'm like, what the fuck? I know, people are very, very strange. Again, not hating on people that send the underwear out. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
As long as it's consensual.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm 19 and I've been with my girlfriend for 3.5 years. We've been doing long distance for the past 1.5 years and it's been going well because both really enjoy our uni experiences. The time we spend together is great despite the occasional argument, but recently I've been struggling with the lack of face-to-face contact and wondering if I would enjoy time being single. It's not even that I want single life at uni experience, I'm just interested to see how I feel without the safety of a relationship as I've not been single since I was 15. I still love her and want to be close for the rest of our lives, and I'm just confused. How do I tell her this without sounding like a dick? And am I being an idiot throwing away the perfect girl at this age, especially if I never connected with someone like her again? Oh, oh no, this is heartbreaking. But I feel you. I personally think that you need to live your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is a really tough one. It's like, is the grass greener? Or do you just stick with it? Like, you hear some people, like a lot of my brother's friends who are there now, like 30, and they've been, one of his best friends, they've been together since they were like 13, met at school.
Oh my God, that is mental.
I know.
That?
Been together since they were at school. There's like pictures of them on like school trips when they're real young, and they're now happily married, living in, I don't know where they live, but they live in London.
I'm going to say something about that though.
Mm.
That is the exception, not the rule. That's extremely rare.
I agree. I think you've got to...
Does that mean they've never had sex with anyone else?
No. Only ever seen each other's genitals from the age of 14, 15, whenever it was.
Wow.
But what I will say is... If you okay, so yeah, you, I reckon you go. Maybe you go your separate ways, right? Still a lot of love there. You end it on good times, and you go and just explore the world.
Just be free for a bit.
Be free, and if
you're
the
so
universe
young.
Brings you back together, it brings you back together.
Exactly.
It was meant to be. If it doesn't, it doesn't, and it wasn't meant to be. So you just got to trust that. But
and sometimes circumstances are the reason why things stop for a bit, or you know, come to an end, because doing long distance is hard.
Mm.
Like, even, like, for people that live, like, 2 hours away from each other, that's hard, let alone
even
being 19.
Even we do, like, 10 days, we're, like, freaking out by the end of it. So it
even
is
being
tough.
19, then being
also
different
being,
uni,
like,
hard.
Some people can do it, but I think, I personally, long distance is just, like, you've got all, yeah, it's tough.
So hard, and when you're that young, you don't really want to be, and to me, it sounds like it's a safety net, because she's so lovely, and you love her to bits, but you're not. It seems like you're growing up a bit more now, like the fact that you've like realised that. And I think also the fact that you've decided to write into us to ask advice on it means that you've really thought long and hard about it. Do you know what I mean? I personally think...
Fly the nest for a bit.
I would just...
Spread your wings.
You know, the long distance just isn't working for you and you want a bit more than that. And you don't want to be... And it does sound like you're almost relying on the security of just having a girlfriend there to speak to, like on those nights when you're a bit lonely, like, oh, let's have FaceTime with blah, blah, blah.
It's like familiarity, but
exactly. You're so young too. Trust me, I would go out, enjoy yourself. Also, you can be so selfish. And I don't know, that's a weird thing to say, but like, there's actually nothing like that feeling of being so single and free and selfish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite an important part of growing up.
Not even necessarily like hooking up with other people, but there is something to be said for that freedom of like just being at your own. Like if you want to go on a big night out, you don't have to worry about texting someone, or you can, loads of those sort of things.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just like a rite of passage, really.
It's got to be done, because otherwise you don't want to get, you know, you might be sweet now and make the decision that you're all good and you want to carry it on, but you don't want to then get itchy feet when you're like 30, you know, and think, oh, what if? You want to kind of enter the next stage of your life with
being ready for it, yeah.
Without thinking, oh, maybe, you know.
Oh, I wish I'd gone and done that.
I wish I'd gone and done that.
Wish I'd been wild for a couple years.
And you might end up getting married and being together, but then you know you had 2 years or a year apart where you had your fun, and then you can go into that relationship knowing, okay, sweet, I've done that.
Exactly.
Scratch that itch.
Let's just talk about how long they've been together. Hold on. So they've been together 3.5 years, they're 19.
So they met when they were 16, 17?
15.
What?
She says,
yeah. Terrible
That's mass. Mental. Sorry, imagine if I was still with my boyfriend from the age of 15. To be fair, I'm still in kind of contact with him, and I see him every now and again. He's very sweet. But I can't imagine still being with him.
No. I'm trying to think who I would have been with.
Who were you with when you were 15? Toyu was quite the ladies' man at school.
Just a player. No, I
wasn't. You do
actually
have...
I was saying to you the other night, I got a bit of like... I went through a stage where girls... were repulsed by me.
Still are.
It happened.
Did you say they still are?
I remember we used to play kiss chase at school.
And they used to run away from
me. Run away from me.
I would never run away from you.
Thank you.
Oh no.
How savage is that? Imagine me, like 10-year-old me.
Oh no, I bet you were so small
uniform,
and blonde as well.
Wandering around trying to get a kiss from the hot girl at school.
No,
and then she'd kiss all the other boys. She'd get to me and she'd run off.
Maybe that means she fancied you more, though.
Maybe.
Back then, it was reverse psychology. It was all about, you know, if a boy pushes you over in the playground,
it means he's in love with
you and all that stuff.
I'm still waiting for that kiss back. It's been a couple of years.
God's sake. She's really playing hard to get. She's playing the long game. Really playing the long
game. She really is. She's longing it out. I've been with my boyfriend just under a year and I'm absolutely mad about him. We're both in our mid to late 20s. He's really someone I could see myself with long term, and from the day we've met, we've just been joined at the hip, gone travelling, met each other's friends and family, and have just been absolutely smitten on both sides.
Lovely.
That's lovely. He started a new job a couple of months ago. It was pretty intense with long days. He's taking it really seriously, but I'm proud of him making the steps in his career he wants to take. God, these guys sound so wholesome and wonderful.
I'm excited for the next one.
However, since he started his job, he's not wanted to have sex with me ever.
Oh.
Initially, I put it down to being a bit stressed or tired, but he's been fairly consistent that he's just not in the mood.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't seem to want to kiss me that often.
Uh-oh.
It's starting to really affect my self-esteem as I wonder, am I the problem? And why has he suddenly lost interest in me? Sex isn't the most important thing to me in a relationship, but it is a bit disheartening when my boyfriend seems to have lost his physical attraction to you. I've been a confident person, but I'm second-guessing myself a lot, wondering if I've put on weight, if I should put more effort into how I present myself, if something I said annoyed him. To make matters worse, there's two girls he works with that he speaks about a lot. I'm starting to get concerned if there's anything going on between them. However, I don't think he's the type to cheat. Honestly, I'm starting to go crazy. Please help. Do you think it's possible to get that physical...
Physical start with someone... with someone back.
Yeah. Is there any tips or advice you guys have for me? Or do you think if someone has lost the physical and sexual attraction to someone, is it gone for good? I don't think it's gone for good, if I'm honest. The work thing sounds a bit weird if he's talking about two girls.
No, they're not even together a year and he's saying no to...
Oh, it's been a year?
Yes.
Sorry, I missed
baby,
that.
You're the one who read it out. Hold on. Let me just go back here. Just under a year.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, that's...
That's not good. And he started this new job. He's nattering on about these two girls. But what is wrong with boys? Why don't they just break up with you? Why would you carry on? If he's not attracted to you and he's saying no to sex, he's not even kissing you.
Yeah.
It's one thing being like, I'm very stressed, so my sex drive's gone.
Yeah.
I just need to like catch my breath for a minute and like get like a handle of this stress. But then why not kiss someone? That's weird. That tells me he's checking out and I think you deserve better. You need to get out. You're guessing if you've like gained weight and shit like that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
fuck this. I'm really sorry. Like, you need to, you deserve so much better.
For some reason I missed the bit where it was a year.
It's funny when you're reading it, you don't take it in as well.
No, you're just concentrating on the words.
Yeah.
And the full stops.
Yeah.
I get the stress thing. Like if you're stressed or sometimes boys' sex drives.
Yeah, talk about this.
Like, they go through, you almost have like a boy's period.
Really?
Where you have like a week where you're really randy and then a week where you just like couldn't think of anything worse. And then like maybe 2 weeks where you're like really not interested and then a week where you're really randy. So that happens. But the fact that he's not even kissing her, that's not ideal.
And that it doesn't sound like it's a good thing. And you're second guessing everything you do. And you're thinking like, have I said something that annoys him? Like, do I need to make more of an effort with my appearance? Like, no, like think about how this is making you feel. This is actually, fuck the fact that he's not having sex with you and kissing you. You're now feeling so badly about yourself.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want it affecting you.
Yeah, I think you need to love yourself more than you love him in this situation and take a step back and just be like, it's actually not the type of relationship that I want to be in. You've not even been together for a year. This sort of stuff, fair enough, happens a few years down the line, then you have like a dry spell maybe, I don't know. But no.
Yeah.
My advice is that you deserve a lot better than this. And to me, it sounds like something fishy's going on. I'm wondering also if you live together, can you please, I really want some follow-ups from like these two dilemmas about this one and then the one about the fetish.
Oh yeah, that is
you
weird.
Know what I'm also thinking about with this fetish situation? I'm just imagining rubber ducks. Why am I imagining rubber ducks?
I don't know.
I'm imagining rubber ducks in a puddle.
I'm just
I think
imagining
it's the wellies.
Like Black Labs being in the room as well.
What is it with you and Black Labs?
They're fucking sweet.
Why are they in the room?
I don't know.
Why are they in the room with the fetish?
Because it's so like countryside. You want wellies, umbrellas.
I don't think it's to do mud. With the country. I think it's to do with weather. I think it's weather orientated.
Well, then where? Okay, the rubber ducks.
So
are
where
getting
are
from,
the
like,
labs?
The rain.
Yeah, the rubber
I'm
ducks.
I'm thinking
weird.
Like it's like some countryside thing where he likes like really posh countryside,
maybe.
Like earthy girls, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's gonna get you on the back of a fake horse or something.
Yeah. Or in like a 4x4.
Oh yeah, the back of the old Land Rover.
Yeah,
with the labs. With the muddy wellies on.
She's just there naked in wellies.
Oh God.
And a barber jacket.
Yeah, so we need follow-ups from these two, please. I'm really sorry if that last advice on that last dilemma was harsh, but I genuinely don't like the way
you're
talking about yourself.
Bit,
I don't think it's healthy for you, and I think that you deserve so much better. And if it was me, I wouldn't like my best friend or myself. Like, I don't want a boy looking at me as... No. and me thinking like, am I fit? Do I need to lose weight? That's just terrible.
No, you don't want that.
And you're not even been together for a year. I think you're still in the honeymoon period at this point.
Before you just like go full on break up, I think you've got to have a conversation and be like, what's going on? Is there something you need to tell me? This is starting to make me feel bad. So I want you to give me the honest answer. Do you still love me? Are you still interested in this? If he goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was coming across like that. I like, yeah, of course I do. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just really stressed and like a bit absorbed in my job, but I still love you. Then great. And you give it some time. If you might at that point be like, actually, you know what?
This is better advice.
Yeah. I don't think you need to go just come home and fucking break up with them, you know? I've done that before. It doesn't work.
But like if she's... It's just the whole talking about other girls at work thing. I don't know. To me, I think that your suspicions, you've got suspicions in your brain for a reason. I think you need to follow your gut. Maybe have a conversation about it first.
Yeah, you have suspicions, but you can make up stories in your head. Like,
sure, you're so right. You can run with things in your brain. I also think you should say, like, look, obviously sex isn't the most important thing to me in a relationship, but it is top, like, up there. It is an important part of, like, it's the defining part between a friendship and a relationship, right?
Not the PDA, but the...
It's affection.
The affection. Like watching TV and like cuddling each other and stuff.
And like just having a kiss, like that's...
It's an important, especially a year in. Even my parents, and they've been together 35 years. Every night they come home, my dad comes home from work, or mum comes home from work. Little kiss.
Yeah,
same with my parents. Little cuddle on the sofa.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is important. So,
That's our 2 pence on that one.
Let me know how that one goes. I'm sorry to hear that, but also if there's anything fishy going on, you deserve better, because it just doesn't sound like you're thinking about yourself in the best way, which I don't like, and you should think about yourself in the best way. Okay, right. We just have to breathe. There's no point in us doing Not So Single Dice because we're both here, but we have quite something funny to tell you.
Oh, no. I actually cringe every time I think about
it. So the other night, was it last weekend?
Last weekend, yeah.
Very, very drunk. Very drunk. And we were in the Soho house that's like on Greek Street, and they've got this like little room. I don't know if anyone's been there. There's like this little club room.
The library room. And it turns into...
He knows what the name is. Turns into a club.
Turns into the club.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. And, the cool kids are there.
And but they play like really like good music, and it's like just a real vibe. It was really like fun. Dancing.
We
were really drunk.
We hadn't drunk for a while because we were trying to do dry Jan, and we just...
It was my brother's birthday. We let loose.
Will's birthday, Mrs. Brother.
Yeah.
Having a great time. Everyone was in good spirits. And then we were dancing with like the group of friends that were there, and they all started to leave, and we were like, let's just stay for a bit.
And so it was just the two of us dancing away.
And people would come up to you and be like, oh, I love your podcast, blah, blah, blah. We're getting some, like, few people, fans, whatever, that were coming up. And we, for some reason, just aggressively getting with each other. Like, there was no need for any of the stuff that was happening.
Salsa dancing,
which I can't do.
Grinding on you.
I did the little twirl.
Oh, like, yeah, the whole time. Like, so fun.
Literally twirling you into other people.
Oh, God. And kissing, then... kissing, kissing. And then Toby just goes to me. Okay, pretend I'm a stranger, and then walks away from me. We're playing role play in the middle of Soho House. There's fans, you know who we are. And he goes, just...
Oh my God.
And then like walks up to me and he's like, hey. I'm like, no, what are we doing? We can't do this.
Every time I think about it.
Also, then we dance, and then you did it again. You're like, okay, pretend I'm a stranger. And just walk away.
Every time, you know, when you're walking down the street, I think back to it and I just go, oh, God.
No, it was so funny. I also think at the time I secretly liked it. I was probably like, yeah. Like, lovely. Change your hair up.
Oh, God. Terrible stuff. So if you saw us there, I really apologise.
Yeah, I really apologise for that.
Ruined your evening.
Oh, it was so much fun, though. Honestly, so fun.
Well, it was great.
I really enjoyed that night.
That was the end of Dry Jan.
Okay, right. Well, let's rate this gin.
I've loved it.
I've loved it so much. It's the best non-alcoholic gin I've tried so far. I've only tried one before this, which is the Clean Co. one. This, I think, is better. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I've never tried. This is my first non-alcoholic gin, and it tastes exactly the same.
Tastes exactly like gin, but just slightly not as bitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like just quite, not mild, like smooth. Is that the right?
It's just easy on the palate.
I'm going to rate it an 8. Actually an 8.5, because I don't know why I rated last week's. No, guys, it's exactly like gin. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give it a...
I would never guess.
8.5.
You actually give us real gin, just imagine.
Yeah, I know.
So realistic. Okay, thanks so much, guys. I hope you enjoyed having Toby on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
See you later.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.